We're joined now in the studio by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. In a busy time as election season is heating up, early voting just about to get underway. General Assembly is in Raleigh talking about potentially extending the voter registration deadline by at least a couple of days. I got my voter guide in the mail today with the information about the six amendments, as well as all of the other candidates that are going to be on the ballot. And the Orange County Human Relations Commission just had a very important conversation last night about Silent Sam for the benefit of Orange County commissioners specifically, but the county at large. And Anna was at that as well. So Anna, thank you so much for being with us here in the studio today. How are you?
Great. Doing well, thanks. Glad to be here. Haven't been here for a couple weeks, so it's always nice to be back.
So before we talk about early voting and get into the election stuff, last night's community conversation about Silent Sam, I know we were getting the word out about it, but you were there. What was the conversation? How did it go?
Well, first of all, I just really want to commend the Human Relations Commission of Orange County for hosting the event and for calling the community together. There just, in my opinion, have not been enough opportunities for people on all sides of the issue of Confederate monuments to sit down and talk across the table. So the format was great. They had some statements and some historical perspective, and then some table talk and some recommendations or thoughts coming out at the end of it. So I thought it was worthwhile. There was a diverse group of folks there in terms of opinions about the statue. And one of the ones that I guess I find interesting is the concept that, well, even if it came down, because it came down through, quote, mob violence, it shouldn't go back up. It should go back up. And that's the argument that really I took the most issue with personally, because if we want to talk about violence, then we should just have the history of America up as the poster child of violence, right?
So, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was good. Again, didn't agree with all the perspectives. And I do want to lift up this coming week on October 8th at 7 o'clock at Chapel of the Cross, the Chapel Hill Town Council will have another public forum. And so I would just encourage people, you know, I think for us, not in the heat of battle, so to speak, but to have a reasonable conversation and to listen to other people. Too, there were some perspectives there last night that I had not heard vocalized. And so I think this is a healthy conversation to have.
Yeah, and I think the event coming up next Monday, the 8th, we had James Meeser, former UNC chancellor, was here yesterday talking about that event, and that's going to be a really important conversation, too. He's going to be speaking at it. And I think you're right. I mean, it's like I also disagree with that point about it should go back up. If for no other, I can understand, the law says that it has to, but the law doesn't say it has to. Like, you look at the law, it gives a lot of leeway.
It doesn't.
But I think it's important, even if it's an argument that you disagree with, even if it's an argument that you disagree with strongly, to be able to be in the room and listen to it and say, I disagree with it. You're making an interesting point, and here's what I take from it, here's what I disagree with it, and have that back and forth, I think is a really healthy conversation.
It's very healthy. Yeah. So, yeah, I couldn't disagree more with the sentiment of putting it back up. I think it's akin to yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also, like, it's reinforcing that original sentiment behind Silent Sam in the first place.
This is what they did then.
Right.
It says this is what we stand for today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's something that we really need to think about.
And I think it's something to just sort of leave the statue up and not do anything. Then at least you're not actively putting it there. But to put it back up would be to actively put it there.
Exactly.
And that's like a whole nother thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, exactly. Yeah. So we got a little bit of time left for this decision-making process. And I just trust the safe wise decision will be made for our community.
Yeah, that conversation is going on. And again, 7 p.m. Monday, the 8th, next week, Chapel of the Cross is the next kind of public conversation, and everyone's invited out to that. Speaking with Anna Richards, ChapelHillCarborough, NAACP.com is the local chapter's website. Go there and find out more information. You got to talk about election season coming up. Early voting coming up in just a couple of weeks, and I know you've got some events coming up for that.
Yeah, we do, and I want to just say that as a state conference, we put off our state convention, which was going to be held next weekend, to really help try to deal with people in eastern North Carolina that have been so impacted by the storm and will be further disenfranchised if they are unable to vote because of moving addresses. Plus, not only that, post offices have been closed, voting places have been closed, and so there's a tremendous effort going across the state. You mentioned that there might be some extension of voter registration, which ends on October 12th. I want to make sure everyone, if you've been putting it off because you moved and you just are busy, our branch will have representatives at Festifall this coming Sunday there to register people. So you can come to Festifall and get your voter registration done if you haven't done that. Remember, it's really important that it be at your current address. Mm-hmm. So the official, at this point, end of voter registration is October 12th. So we got about 10 days left to get that registration done.
And that's definitely going to be the case for Orange County and Triangle area, because any legislation would just be for the 29 hurricane-affected counties. Right,
that's
not us. Yeah.
Right. And we are excited about early voting. You know, beat the lines, go early. It starts October 17th, runs through November 3rd. We are having two exciting opportunities for Sunday voting. We have not had Sunday voting in Orange County before, so we're really excited that this is added, expanded access on Sunday. So on October 21st at the Carborough Town Hall, under the pavilion there, we'll have some refreshments beginning around noon, some gospel music, get you in the mood to go over there and vote, march right next door and vote. The polls will be open on Sunday, October 21st, from 1 to 3. And then on Sunday, October 28th, from 1 to 3, the polls will be open from 1 to 3 at all locations. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it sound like, but on the 28th, from 12 to 3, we'll be at Chapel of the Cross location, targeting specifically the UNC community. That's their normal voting place, and it's an early voting location. And same format, targeted at the university. And so come out, have some fun, drink some cider, maybe some ice cream. I'm not sure what all treats we'll have, but
Now you've promised ice cream. It's got to happen.
We're hoping for ice cream. But come and get a bite, and then go exercise your right to vote. Early voting, I want to emphasize, is not just on Sunday. The polls are open from October 17th through the 3rd of November. In Chapel Hill, Carborough area, we have the Town Hall location, we have Chapel of the Cross location, we have Seymour Center location. So,
and that's Carborough Town Hall.
Carborough.
You just said Town Hall. Carborough
Town
Hall.
Yep. Correct.
Yep.
So if you're outside of Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, it's at the Board of Elections. So you can go online, find out where early voting locations are, but get it over with, you know. Just get going and come by and see us on October 21st and October 28th.
The lines are so much shorter.
They are.
A thousand times better,
I think. They are so much better.
And
so
that deadline to register to vote is October 12th, but if you miss the deadline, same-day registration and voting during the early voting period.
Only during early voting. You get a little bit of a reprieve. We have our membership meeting coming up first Saturday of every month, this Saturday, 1 p.m. at Rogers Road Community Center. So we want to make sure everyone knows that. We're in our election season for branch officers. If you want to get involved, If you've been a member since April, you can come and get somebody to nominate you from the floor on Saturday. Our election is in November, but the floor will be open for nominations on Saturday. So if you're interested in getting more involved and taking on a leadership role, get your posse together and come on out.
Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information, including full schedule of upcoming events. Honor Richards, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.